Hey guys, welcome back to Speak France, episode 3, and today's topic will be to be understood. Let's jump right in. On today's episode, I have a very special guest, my best friend.
Hi guys, I'm Imani.
Hey Imani.
So today is very special to me because me and Imani talk all the time. And I feel like she's one of the most perfect people who should be on my podcast to talk with me and chill. And so,
Nice.
Yes. So I feel like you guys would love what we talk about. We're very interesting. We're funny. We're both Aries. So, yes. And if you don't like us, you can click out. Right now, period.
That's on it.
Right. Okay. So today's episode. Let me get my little book, y'all. Today's episode. The name of it is "To Be Understood," and so we're gonna be just talking about first. Let's do altruism. Okay. She's telling me what to say. I promise this episode not gonna be that long. Okay, bear with me for real.
No.
Just got back into it. Okay. So you can explain what altruism is, ma'am.
Altruism, or to be altruistic, is a unselfish concern for the welfare of others. So the basic principle is that a man has no right to exist for his own sake, and his duty is to favor others, or to show favor in others.
So, can you say that you're an altruistic person?
I see myself more as an altruistic person, yes.
And how would you, why, like, what's the characteristics for you?
For me, I'm just a giving person, whether it be with my time, physically, mentally, spiritually, I'm a giving person, but more so with those that I care for that know me to the extent of, you know, they understand where I'm coming from. Not just to anybody random. It would just be me giving out.
Mm-hmm. So for like the definition of altruistic or altruism, do you think it's very, is it broad, too broad? Because I feel like, you know.
It could be, yeah.
Like you said, you're like that with people that you care about.
Right, people I can trust.
So there's a bad side too.
It would be a bad side. Just being vulnerable to the wrong people, being trustworthy to the wrong people, giving your time, which is so special, you know, giving your time, investing yourself into the wrong people or the wrong things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
What do you think you are? Do you think you're more altruistic or a receiver?
I think this past year I see myself as a little bit of both. I do appreciate those around me, you know, the ones I love and really care about. I can be very unselfish. But I also see myself as being a receiver. I feel like the older you get, when you're able to be vulnerable with people and unselfish and give a lot of yourself, you should expect something in return. Not in a bad way, but it's good to have a little bit of being a receiver to just protect you from being somebody who's too much of a giver. You know what I mean? And so yeah, I think I'm a little bit of both. Especially, I think just with life in general, like you hit roadblocks and you meet people that just really just walk all over you.
Yeah.
So then it sets you up for the next relationship or friendship that you're in.
Right.
To be like, okay, well, I'm going to need a little bit more from this person.
Right.
And I don't think nothing's wrong with that.
It's nothing. It's growth. You know, you live and you learn. You don't want to be hurt.
Right.
Or you don't want it safe. It doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, I was hurt. Or it's just like, okay, I tried that out.
Right. You live and you learn.
Right.
For real.
Try something different next time.
Right, like I like this, but I don't like this, and that's okay. So,
actually learning yourself a lot more about yourself through your connections with other people or your interests.
Right. And so, to me, I think there's no bad vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I think it's just being vulnerable is not bad. It's just mm-hmm. who you're vulnerable with. And if you don't set up boundaries, for yourself, mm-hmm. that person won't know.
And then it's more so my logic on it. If you don't have boundaries with yourself, you can't have boundaries with the next person.
Right.
That's how I see it. So I feel like this year, this season, I've been more of a selfish with my time. Mm-hmm. Just how I spend it, things that I say to myself, words of affirmation, mm-hmm. encouraging words. I'm more gentle, not as impulsive with myself, with self-judgment. Mm-hmm. I'm understanding me. Before I could say that, I want to help this person or I want to be there for this person. Damn, like, can I be there for myself first?
And that's how it should be. Because I do believe you can be both, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you can be vulnerable but still have boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what people get it messed up or they really lose sight of. Like, you can have a great relationship or with anybody, but you can still have individuality within yourself. And mm-hmm. hey, I still don't like that. I'm not gonna just make a pass with you. Like, okay, well, I don't like it, but you can do it because I love you. It shouldn't work like that.
It should be understanding.
What kind of boundaries personally have you put up within the last year? New boundaries that I set this year. I am very, what's that word? I'm very picky with my time. So mm-hmm. I feel like I'm being like really broad with it, but if somebody comes and doesn't really give me something not worth my time, I don't want to be that person, mm-hmm. but I'm not just allowing myself to be very open and giving a lot of time to those that just don't need, like, I don't need your time, or you're not bringing anything to the table. I hate to bring it up like that, but
no, because that's how relationships, friendships work, you know. Mm-hmm. Both give equally,
right?
Yeah.
So I think I created boundaries with my time, mm-hmm. And I feel like that's keep me on track with my life. Like, okay, well, mm-hmm. I can do this weekend, or this person, I can speak to this person when I need to. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not, I'm just, I have...
You do manage time, really.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's because I just have a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a schedule,
routine, and it's consistent, you're good. Come better with time.
But I feel like if I didn't have a routine, I would be horrible. But I feel like I'm still the type of person, like, I don't give my time to everybody, either right. way. So even if I didn't mm-hmm. have a routine... I mean, unless you like Imani or, my boyfriend, I'm not really... you gotta really let me know why we need to do this, why we need to speak right now, okay? It is not to me.
You have to be more open. You have to be more open.
I'm trying.
Meeting new people. Socializing, networking.
Mm-hmm. I want to do that. But I feel like, I don't know. I'm growing as a person, and when you're growing and trying to understand yourself, mm-hmm. that's, it's hard to just meet other people, because now you have to not only understand yourself and your boundaries, and obviously I don't know my boundaries that well. I mean, I know like one that I came up with one this year, but
it still counts.
But yeah,
it's credited.
Right. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you can understand yourself, that's when you can then understand other people, mm-hmm. in some way. You have mm-hmm. to have a little bit of self understanding mm-hmm. to even try to create another relationship or friendship with somebody else.
Yeah,
because then it's just not going.
It's not going to work.
Y'all both gonna be confused.
Right.
You just not gonna know boundaries. Mm-hmm.
I would say for me, my boundaries, my new boundaries that I set. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I've always been, I mean, I don't even know what I was have never been a social person. But
I was getting ready to both face lie. What was you about to say?
I was going to say, you know, I've been a lot more social. You know?
Please. Y'all.
Wait,
I'm
no.
glad she didn't lie to you guys.
I've been a lot more social this year, but I feel like my social has still been, I've still had my guard up. I've been a lot less social in the past.
Uh-huh.
But I'm doing more. I'm trying to, I mean, it's a horrible time to try to go out.
Right. She not going out for real.
I'm not going out for real.
I'm telling.
No, but when I do go out, it's just, I do have my guard up with people. And it's just kind of because it's like, okay, damn, okay. I mean, I like this about this person. Let me not just get too caught up. Not talking about opposite sex or just relationship-wise. I'm just saying in general, like, right, damn, yeah. I may not like this person. I may not ever want to hang out with this person again. So let me just chill and observe who I'm around.
The older you get, it's like, we're not trying to, like, knock nobody. Like, I'm not going to hang out with them. They like this. But it's like, I just don't. We have to figure out who you are for real.
Right.
And I'm not going to just go out with you.
Because back in TSU, I just hung out with a group of people. Just kind of just like, yeah, let's just, like, sit at lunch. I met this girl today at class. Or just, it was so quick to, like, mingle and just let anybody into our certain, I don't know, personal space and time. So it was just kind of like, this year is kind of different. I'm just, if I don't like you, if I don't want to hang around you, if I just feel, not if I don't like you, but if I just don't see a connection there or, you know, the friendship, if I don't see anything that could.
Because you got to value your time.
Right. I won't invest as much time.
Right. If you don't value your time, no one else is going to value it, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's how I see that. It's not like you don't want to be friends with people. It's just
valuable, and I'm picky with my time. I say
yeah.
that, and who I'm around. So I try to get out there and get to know people, but I'm valuable with my time.
Mm-hmm.
Another boundary was with the just words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. I had to talk to my dad about that. It's just, he broke that down. It's just like, you know, you gotta change, you know, the way you think, not the way you think, but just the words that you say.
Because
I get what you're saying, but you're just saying it. It's just like a bland term, you know. Set your goals high. When you speak highly of yourself.
With your words, you have no boundaries. But when it comes to negative self-talk, there is a boundary. You know, there shouldn't even, it shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should just all be positive. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So just words of affirmation. Things that you say alone, in prayer, just, you know, in solitude and stuff like that. And I'm not as impulsive with my emotions. I mean, it may not seem like I've had much progress, but just being able to control my emotions and knowing how to react to a situation. And I'm a lot more open and understanding.
Do you think, you know, being away and in your apartment, you're able to hit on that more and really focus on it?
Yeah.
Like being in, not solitude, but being by yourself, you're really able to you know what I mean, like work on it. That's what I meant.
Yeah, to work on it. Yeah, being by myself. I don't want to sound depressing. I like being by myself.
Period.
I'm not a lonely bitch. I'm not lonely.
No, it's okay, girl. I cuss all the time.
I'm grown. I'm an adult.
She be making fun of me because I say adult and not adult.
I feel
like you sound more intelligent when you say adult.
Okay.
So I'll be saying adult, and people really be going for it. So
right. They don't be saying nothing to her about it, but I do.
Whatever.
But no, I don't be depressed or anything. I'm not sad. I honestly like being in my own space.
Mm-hmm.
But dang, what was the question?
You being alone, how has that helped you to work on those
things? It's helped me because it's like it gives you a lot of time to think about how far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I feel like I'm such a motivational person to other people. Like, I want the best for other people. And it's just like, I guess in my moment of solitude, it's like, damn, I'm kind of out and by myself. Not saying that my friends didn't reach out or anything like that, but I'm out here, I'm by myself. And, you know, sometimes I do hit low points where I'm just like tired. tired, my days run together, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I feel like, you know, that's just what, that can apply to anybody. But I had to really just, like, had to teach myself how to motivate myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm good at encouraging others and wanting the best for others. But when you're really going through it, it's just... It's kind of hard. It's different. I want to say it's hard. It's just something you have to get accustomed to. Like, okay, you know, same energy I put into that, I need to put that times 10 into myself. Mm-hmm. So the motivation to, you know, stay consistent with my work, or just, and I'm still working on it, but I'm just, you know, I take time and clap for myself, you know, for the growth that I have made. Mm-hmm. You know, that was another thing too. You know, sometimes you may think, like, you know, you haven't grown as much as you did. It's just like, you know, no, take time.
Because growth is growth. Yeah, progress is progress, you know. Mm-hmm.
Big or small.
Right, you can't discredit yourself, you know, and what, where have you come and where you are now. Mm-hmm.
And I realized with myself, my motivation and things, it doesn't really have, it's not really, it doesn't always have to be what other people like. Mm-hmm. Like, get to know yourself. Figure out some things that you like to do with yourself.
Right.
Like, do you really like going out to the kickbacks all the time? Or do you really...
And I feel like that time away has, you can really figure that out by yourself. Like, because I feel like it has a lot to do with when you're around other people and you're on other people's time. You're vibing with other people's energy. And you could just be doing shit and it's not you, but you're having
a good
fun.
Time.
Yeah. And you don't realize, like, that's not really what I'm on.
Right. It's not really satisfying. I'm having a good time, but
yeah,
it's just like.
It's not. Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm just really just trying out different shit. Like, I went to the, I go to the... the campus lawn, and I just kind of lay out my blanket, and I say I'm gonna do work. I go out there and do my work. I say I'm gonna go out there and do my work, but sometimes it's just whatever on my mind. If I want to look at the trees for 30-45 minutes, I'm gonna do that. If I want to, you know, listen to music, I try to stay off my phone, mm-hmm. only because it's just, you have so much time in the day
to be on your phone.
So those moments I take to myself, like when I'm out there on the lawn, I just kind of just try to stray away from, you know, getting caught up just social media and stuff like that.
Right.
I kind of just try to be in that moment. Okay. I wanted to do pottery.
Girl, me too.
Yeah.
I want to do a class too.
Well,
I wanted to buy the wheel, okay?
No.
You don't want to try it?
No. That shit is going to be so fucking messy.
But what you can also do, you don't have to buy the actual spinning wheel, okay? You could just get a rotating table, buy clay, and have water, and buy the tools, and you make it by hand. I feel like that's more, I don't know, like very, it's more personal.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like just me, I'm just thinking about where I'm at. Where am I going to put that?
It's small. I'm going to show you.
I'm not putting it in my room.
It's a small little table, like this big. Okay.
So you would do like something small. Not big, like off a ghost. I'm thinking off a ghost. Like, you want the whole set. You put your foot on the thing.
Okay.
And you pushing the wheel.
Okay.
That shit is expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive. And that's for like big pots and stuff like that. And like, if you have like a business and you need your pots to be very smooth and you got time like that, like you say handmade, you make it handmade.
Right. That's that professional.
But I feel like you can start out with a little spinning table, some clay, and make sure you got the tools and the water, and you can just mold stuff how you want it to be. Yeah. That's what I was going to do. Make cute little bowls. In little cups.
And Vine also had found a class. I found a few classes maybe, but I don't know. We'll see if they still do it.
You should. I'm thinking about doing that. I'm also thinking about doing yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do yoga.
Or just, I'm just trying to be consistent. I mean, it's just like for one time, like I'll be consistent in spring or over the summer, but then I kind of just slack off with just going to the gym. Mm. The whole idea.
Oh, girl. Remember, we had a little gym kit.
Hey!
It's okay. Y'all better not be talking about me and my gym. Like, listen.
She got a membership.
Please mind your business.
She had a membership. Y'all, and like really... a week or two later, she never went back.
Y'all, okay? Listen,
you
life
think
got
she
me.
Was going on a new journey.
Boundaries. I had a boundary with the gym.
Okay.
She was taking up too much of my time.
Don't even.
But,
Fuck you.
But no, for real. I mean, like, what I appreciate about this time, I know it's been really hard for a lot of people this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a sucky year. But I feel like it's really helped us to slow down and smell the fucking roses.
Yeah. Most definitely.
You're enjoying life.
Yeah.
at least I feel like I am. Like, I'm excited for, like, the next chapter in my life.
And that's, but that's always been me. Like, I've always been excited about a new. Mm-hmm. Whether it was in school, whether it was just with my parents, mm-hmm. or just, you know, damn, like, oh, I got my car. Like, I'm, this is a new side of me. Mm-hmm. Or they're trusting me to do this. It's just, I'm always been
the only time I'm not excited for a new or change, mm-hmm. is when I gotta do it unwillingly. So, like,
yeah,
sometimes the universe just puts you in situations where, okay, well, bitch, you gotta change. Yeah. You gotta, come on, it's time to grow.
Right.
And you're like, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, okay, this is painful.
Have you dealt with the, have you, do you feel like sharing a situation where you feel like it was under pressure? Or you just kind of just had to make a transition, instant transition?
That's a good question. Yes. I think it had a lot to do last year with my mindset when it came to relationships. And I know we're young, but I feel like, you know, I had a view on relationships that just wasn't realistic as mm-hmm. far as, like, I was very soft-spoken mm-hmm. in my relationships. And I was just expecting my significant other to understand that mm-hmm. of me. And I feel like I was very, I can see now where it can be an issue. And I probably, you know, put pressure on that relationship. Mm-hmm. I just, as a woman, I had to realize, you know, you have to come into your power. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to get into that change of, okay, what you want is what you want. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for that within a partner, if you're looking for a certain change with a partner or somebody to understand you, you have to ask for it, or you have
to. And it's okay. Like, yeah. I have dealt with dudes who be like, oh, why do I have to tell you what to do? What are you talking about? It's kind of like a give or take situation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I can't read your mind. If you want something, tell me.
Yeah.
You know,
I had to realize that.
It's nothing wrong with requesting or teaching somebody how to love you.
Right. And that, you know, falls in again with understanding yourself, how to be understood. Mm-hmm. You have to first understand yourself.
Because once I understand myself, I feel like the whole idea of you misunderstanding me, it's just kind of, I don't know, how I take it is, damn, your idea of me, I don't have to live up to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can only be myself. And mm-hmm. if you can accept that, you know, then that's great. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, then, you know, I can't make you see, you know, what's the best of me.
Yeah, I think that was a big shift for me. Last year I had to get that, like, really just understanding first myself and what I want, because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of women, men, they go into relationships or friendships or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. not knowing who they are, not knowing what they want out of certain situations, mm-hmm. and it's really just sitting in the air, both of y'all just really confused, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's important to figure that out and just know what you want. Yeah, what you want out of everything. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of a certain situation? What's the end goal?
What are we talking about? I mean, we don't have it all figured out right now. No. It's still growing.
It changes every day.
Right.
You know, but you gotta have some type of, like, idea.
Yeah. Don't be in a lost, clouded space.
Yeah, don't go with the flow. If you somebody to go with the flow, do that. I'm not that
type
of person.
I'm a go with the flow kind of person.
I don't know.
To an extent, I feel like I'm a go with the flow kind of person, but I'm gonna ask questions. Mm-hmm. Why are we going with the flow?
And if that shit don't
make
sense.
So you're not go with the flow type person?
No, I'm gonna get in the car and we can go with the flow. But if you start giving me some answers that don't really make sense.
Right, like, hold on, we gotta come back to reality.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. But no, at least I'm open to be with the flow.
Okay, but you're open, okay, so she's not with the flop. Okay. And I'm not either. What the fuck? I need
to let this shit go.
For real.
I am with the flow.
I feel like it's more down to earth.
Right, it's right.
Like, okay, I accept things. I'm very calm about it. If shit changes, it changes.
Right.
I feel like go with the flow is like, stay you in a friendship. You don't really know what the fuck's going on. She may, I don't know, but you're just like, okay, well, whatever happens, happens type of person. I feel like that's what
no,
it is.
No, let me tell you what my goal with the flow is. It's kind of like, damn. some people be like, oh, I'm scared to love, or I don't know how to be, I'm scared, then, you know, somebody gonna do me dirty. My outlook on it is just like, damn, it's life. If you gonna stay, if you gonna be here, you gonna be here for the long run. If you're not, then damn, it may hurt a little bit.
Okay.
But, you know, that's not gonna stop me from loving somebody else.
Okay, I guess. Okay.
People be so scared to jump in because somebody got their feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying?
People just don't know how to let go of the past.
But that'll be, it could be fear too. Like, oh, damn, like I've been in an accident. So I'm scared of, you know, scared of being in a car or just,
like a PTSD. What the fuck?
Get out of my head.
Everybody had told you about this, so.
But no, it's just like, you can't always have fear. I used to tell my mom this all the time. She's a flipping night owl. She'll be up at 3 o'clock in the morning waiting for me.
Okay.
Make sure I got home safe. She's just like, what if this happened? You didn't call
what
me.
If, what if, what if, what if?
She's like, I'm here. I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You can't let a past situation hold you back from a new situation. Mm-hmm. That when I say I'm with the flow in that aspect.
Like, right.
I'm not gonna let somebody hurting my feelings or me falling a few times make me feel like, oh no, I'm not gonna try that shit again. No, it's just not how life works.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I think
we're on a roll,
y'all. Okay. If you guys would have heard what we were going through
before, it took our 30 minutes to bloopers. Get this intro.
We should have just kept the bloopers and put it in at the end. I think you guys would have enjoyed that.
You started animal call and stuff. It's acting weird.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't think y'all would ever hear that. It's a different side of us you're not ready for. but yeah.
She really crazy.
No, okay. See, on that note, I'm dead ass. We about to take a little break and we'll come back with the next topic. Thank you. I'm trying to put the microphone in your mouth, but hey,
just speaking this.
You see that meme? Somebody had, it was like a recorder or something, and the microphone was above their head, and it dropped and just went in their mouth while they were talking.
Like, bitch.
And they're like, okay,
what the fuck?
Can you like calm down? Like, why would it drop on me like that? You remember the other recorder? The bee or something flew in his vision. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck no.
Country ass shit.
Right.
This country ass shit. Like, he had a bad day.
Girl, let me tell you, I found the moth that flew in my fucking car.
The other week.
It's over there? No, but it was on my dash. Like, after I got seen so-and-so, it was just sitting there. I was just like, where the hell did this fucking bug come from?
I don't like moths. One thing about them bitches is they really just know how to just be annoying. Like, I'm not trying to kill you because you're real, you're harmless.
Right.
But why are you in my face?
They be wanting to be all up on you. Let me tell you, she was like all on my back. And I was like, what the?
Oh my God.
While I was driving, like, it was dark.
And then you feel bad for killing them, but it's like, you put this on yourself.
I thought you was somebody else. Don't do that.
You can't be doing that because now you had a family.
Right. You got to go back to. And I'm like, really,
and
trying
you
to kill
like
you.
That, and I'm trying to kill you. Now that I kill you, now I know you have a family.
And you was harmless.
You were harmless. Had a good record. Good driver.
Right.
Flyer. We talk about moths, but you know, we're back. We back in it. Hey, y'all.
You're on drugs.
I don't know.
You take. What do you do? You do coke?
No. Shut up. Anyways, y'all ain't hear that. Yes, my question for you, Imani, okay, is, have you ever been the bad guy in any friendship or relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, what did you do? Can you take responsibility for what you've done?
Okay. Have you been the bad guy? I'm not going to say no. I feel like everybody's always been a bad guy. I feel like, damn, because if I don't even take it that serious now, have I really learned from that situation?
Okay, well, you'll learn it from now.
Okay.
What's something that you can say that you've done in a friendship relationship that you could work on or you should have worked on or, you know, has been detrimental or bad?
I feel like anything would be my mouth.
Yeah, but
I get upset. I say things. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm not going to give the specifics. But it was with a family member. Mm-hmm. And when I get upset, I say things out of anger. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to say that they were true or not. Very well, the things I said might have very well been true. Mm-hmm. That's how I was feeling in the moment. But it's always me. I feel like I always want to preach to my mom, like, or my dad. Just like, you didn't have to react that way. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you saying that way, you saying that statement that way just kind of just gave off aggression. And now we've escalated to this point.
Right.
Or no return.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's just when I get upset, I get to a point where I try to be so understanding. I try to keep my peace. But then when I get angry, it just out of nowhere, I just say shit. And I feel like that's always been detrimental to a friendship or a relationship.
Because words you can't take back.
Yeah.
I had a teacher, and I remember, I think somebody had said a bad word. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, this lady had toothpaste in her cabinet. I don't know. We're in a classroom, but she had toothpaste. Okay. Mm-hmm. Must have been for like a science project or whatever.
Okay.
And he said a bad word. She takes the toothpaste, opens it, and squirts it on his desk. And then gives him like a pencil or something. She's like, put it back in the tube. He's like,
what?
I can't put it back in the tube. I can't put that back in the tube.
Idiot. What?
I can't put that back in the tube.
Right.
And she's like, that's the same as words. Whatever you say, you mean it. You can't take that back. You can't take that shit back. Can you put the toothpaste back in the tube? No! You can't take that word back.
On a roll with this one. I like this analogy.
Yes, I remember that. And I also have another thing. Y'all, I'm good with the analogies, y'all. I pay attention. Whoever family member watching this, whatever, I listen. I promise you, I listen. Now, as you get older, it's like shit hits you for real.
She's spitting out jewels, man. Y'all better take fucking notes,
man. Please, I got another one. I got another one. Bear with me. So I always used to say sorry as a kid.
Okay.
And I had missed my sister's birthday. Mm-hmm. And I told my grandma, and my grandma was like, what? Sorry don't mean nothing. You can't say sorry. You just get her a gift. Mm-hmm. Sorry don't mean crap.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and I remember she told me, I was just like, wow, yeah, it doesn't mean anything, mm-hmm. huh? And so I wrote a poem. And the name of the poem was Sorry by Layla. And the poem goes like this. I just wanted to say, sorry, sorry, sorry. You can say that word 1,000 times, but it doesn't mean anything. You can't say sorry when you steal. You can't say sorry when you are in jail. This is a word that doesn't mean anything. P.S. Forgive me for missing your birthday. And that's my poem on sorry.
What did she say? Oh, she got it.
I don't remember, but she sent me the picture of it, and I was like, I really wrote that. That was one of my first poems.
That's good.
I'm proud of you. Sorry.
I'm proud of you.
So it's really important.
That's where it all started.
That's where words are really important.
They are.
Words don't mean jack.
Wow.
But they do have a lot of meaning. So you can say something and not mean it, but you can also say something and mean it. So words are powerful, but certain, you know, I don't know how to. You know what I mean.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
I do understand.
I'm trying to make it fun for y'all. Sorry.
Right, she did make that fun. I was over here trying to.
I should be a fucking teacher.
Right.
A little fourth grade teacher or something.
I feel like another reason, another thing why, or not a reason why. Dang, what was the question? I feel like,
have you ever been a bad guy? And if so, with what?
I feel like now, me being a bad guy, I do things like, I'm not consistent with keeping in contact with people. Like talking to this one person
mm-hmm.
as often mm-hmm. as I do, it's been like a big step for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to realize, you know, I had a situation with my roommate where she she was asking me these questions about, oh, okay, like, what's your major and all this other stuff, and I just did not text her back. And my dad was just like, what the hell? You know, you're living with this girl. You're so rude. I was just all these names.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not rude.
You're supposed to be on my side.
Shit. No, but he was just like, that is so rude. And he was like, did you get a picture of the room, of the apartment? I was just like, no, I didn't. He's just like, I said I was talking to her. And I don't never remember getting past that part.
Yeah, the major.
Right. And I'm looking, he's like, oh man, I didn't reply to her. She asked me, you know, what was my major? And he's like, well, how long ago? I was like, that was like a week ago.
Like,
damn.
He's like, wow, Imani.
Great job.
Great with making friends.
Yeah,
you
damn.
I know you have an awesome social life.
I'm so good.
But that's how I am with a lot of people. When it's not people that I don't talk to, when it's not people I don't know, it's just kind of like, I have a bad consistency rate with just keeping in touch. But I really want that because, you know, I see that pattern in my family that just, you know, I don't keep in contact with my cousins and family members like I should. Mm-hmm. Not to say I need to talk to them every day, but yesterday I forgot to call a lot of people for Thanksgiving. But it's just really, I really honestly wasn't feeling it this mm-hmm. year. I don't know. I feel like there's many given reasons why I wasn't feeling it, but it's just, it didn't feel like Christmas to me.
And pandemic.
Bitch, it is Thanksgiving.
The way they pushing out Christmas in stores, you would think Christmas tomorrow.
But I wasn't even in the spirit, and I didn't call my grandfather. Mm-hmm. I didn't call the important people. Mm-hmm. You know,
something like that.
That's okay. But I'm gonna call.
But you see how it feels good to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you know how you feel like you can improve
mm-hmm.
in certain aspects of relationships. Mm-hmm. So now it feels good. You let it out.
Yeah.
You're working on it.
Because you have another one.
Do I have one?
You have another one where you've been a bad guy in a situation.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on the saying things I don't mean sometimes. Mm-hmm. When I get mad, I get mad. It's just more of a I really just tone you out.
Yeah.
And then I hit you with
that.
Yeah, I just tone it out and I just really don't care.
Let's talk about how she spilled the trail mix in my car, right? Mm-hmm. Had a great trip. We was going out of town. We was making exclusive moves, right? And great time. We get to the destination and we had trail mix. She spilled the trail mix in the car. And I don't know what it was in me. It just snapped. Like, I was just so upset that I seen the trail mix in the car. And I don't know if I said
she's
it.
On her period.
Nah,
oh my gosh.
I probably wasn't even on my period. I don't know, maybe it was the way I asked her to do it. Maybe I did come off a little aggressive. But I was just like, what the fuck? You can't pick up the trail mix?
Think about me, okay? I have an issue with how
I keep being told what to do.
Being told what to do. Oh, wow, you got me, huh?
Yeah,
I don't like that.
I'm like, I got that issue, too.
I don't want to be told what to do. Also, like, when it comes off as, like, you're yelling at me, I'm shutting down. I'm closing the car door on you, and I'm gonna go about my day.
And she was kind of
have your
laughing.
Meltdown.
She was laughing. I felt like disrespected. I felt like, oh, she playing games with me.
That's how I do a lot of people though. I feel kind of bad because I do that with a lot. I just be like, okay, well, you figure it out.
Right. It's exactly how she.
Okay. Are you gonna be upset about this whole night?
Okay, right. Cool. You figure it out.
Right. And I was just really getting pissed off. Like she's telling
no, because you're not picking it up. Right. Pick it up.
I'm like, okay, well, okay, bye.
I'm like getting aggressive. Yo, pick this shit up. Nah.
I ended up doing it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you sound so bad.
Talking so much shit. I ended up taking the mat and throwing it out the car. But now, if I gotta do it, now I'm really pissed. Because I know it wasn't that serious, but you're not doing
now
it.
Now you're just walking away.
Right. I was like, oh, nah, fuck that. I'm not coming back to a car with trail mixing.
I have an issue with that too, as you can see.
So we were going to visit somebody.
She's still going.
Yes, because it got worse.
As you can tell, I'm gonna give her trail mix for her birthday and Christmas.
I don't. That's not the. You're missing the principle. You're missing the point.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We went into this girl's home, or you know whoever we was visiting, and we just like talking shit to each other, like.
Like, I don't fucking get it. Like, why
we went in there kissing each other out.
Right. And it escalated to where we're screaming at each other and we didn't even greet who we were seeing. Like, Layla walked into the bathroom and she's shut the hell up. And she slammed the door. You told me shut the hell up.
I thought I said shut the F up.
Okay, I was trying to keep it.
Oh! Yeah, girl. It was hell. It was hell.
I was trying to sugarcoat it with fuck you.
I didn't mean to say it like that, y'all. It was all, you know.
Nah, she did.
It's more of like, oh my gosh, am I talking about that?
Yes, I wanted to fight. I really did. That would have been the moment. And I felt like it was such a good setup when nothing in the kitchen, the house was across really the fall.
And
that would have been a great right. I would have got a fucking rush out of that.
We would just
been
tackling each other and shit. And it would be straight after. But, you know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I could do that with her. I'm glad I have a person that I could, like.
Are your friends for real? No, I'll be beating this bitch up every day. I wish I could every day.
I'm really playing now. And my thing was just like, it wasn't even like 30, 45 minutes later. I had pulled her in the, what you call it?
The hallway.
And we were just fucking crying about something.
You would cry. Y'all.
You cut this out. Right. Lying a pussy.
I'm sorry. As you can see, there's two different Aries. I'm the one that I just try with the, I don't know. It's hard to care. I care about Imani. But it's like, I know when she's just being a butthole. And I know when she's just being emotional. And so it's like, okay, now you're just emotional. It was something bigger than the issue.
Way
bigger than the trail
mix. I was really not mad. I really wasn't mad about.
You see how good of a friend I am?
But no, she was poking at me all night.
No, I was not.
You told me to shut the fuck up. Layla, I wanted to cut your head off. For real, I just wanted to, like, strangle you. I did.
Is this marriage counseling?
And then my thing was, I was upset about a different situation. I was like, damn, I want to talk to my friend. But I'm mad she spilled this fucking trail mix and told me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
We open.
I thought she was for real for a minute. But y'all.
We are.
she's trying to keep me out.
We're over.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, okay, I do see my faults. I see it, okay?
I see my faults. I shouldn't have talked to you that way. I shouldn't have made it a demand. It could have been a better way. I could have asked you.
Because I didn't know what you were going through.
Then you had to pee. I had to understand. We had Dominique with us. And she was, you know.
Heavily pregnant.
She had to take a piss.
Heavily.
So she's trying to walk ahead.
She's like, all right, I gotta go. I didn't have to pee down. But no, I see my faults. I do that with a lot of people, though. Not just Ivani. Like, I'm very, like, when I get upset, I get upset. Or when I get annoyed, it's just more of like, I blow people off. Right. And it's not nice.
It's just abrupt. Emotion is just
like I'm slamming doors,
thrown out,
and I'm like, okay, well, whatever.
Right afterwards, it's just kind of like, was it really necessary?
Yeah, I feel like we could be more compassionate. I could be more compassionate when it comes up. I don't know what somebody else is going through, so you have to be more compassionate in when you approach people. And
yeah,
if they're flipping out at you about something, it just doesn't seem rational. I should have just knew from that moment, like, okay, something else is going on. Let me just pick up this fucking trail mix and ask her what's wrong.
Right. But I can't, for me, I can't do that with everybody. Like, I get so annoyed too quick. I feel like it's such a quick, easy solution for me. And I feel like that's not me being understanding. But I feel like I'm just not really a person to sit there and dwell on a situation when there's a quick and easy solution. Like, you don't want this outcome. Just do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. You're making it harder on yourself because you're not making the decision to stop.
Yeah.
Like my dad smoking cigarettes. This is a simple example. But my dad was just smoking cigarettes. And I was asking him, because I just seen videos and people just struggling with just stopping. Mm-hmm. Like, it's addictive. And my dad was just like, no, it's not really hard. It's a mind thing, you know. If you don't want something, people gonna do what they want to do at the end of the day. If you want to smoke a cigarette, you gonna smoke a cigarette. Right. If I don't want to smoke a cigarette and I want my health,
smoke a fucking cigarette.
Right, and I won't do it. It's not necessarily it being hard and I can't get it. I can't do it because I need to do it. No, it's not.
It's all in your head,
right? He took that shit like a champ. It's like he dropped the box and never went back.
That is really, yeah. It's just that easy. The mind is a powerful place. If you tell it what you want it to do, it will do it.
It will do it. I believe you.
I believe that shit.
That's why it's not always hard to pick up and start anew. Mm-hmm. Like, if you feel like you're in bad habits, you're not really consistent, or just anything, you want to change. You don't have to wait till, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm not really in the headspace to do it right now. No.
And sometimes it got to get uncomfortable.
Sometimes you gotta be uncomfortable, right?
And just talk to them about, you know, how you're feeling, and why they may be feeling like that.
She tried to slide that with it.
So I encourage talking to that person.
Don't hold your tongue.
I'm not saying, you know, be irrational and just spit it's shit okay. out in the moment.
Right. It's okay to be that, uncomfortable.
But,
be like this.
But yeah, it's okay to, you know, sit people down and just see what the fuck is going on. Yeah. Especially if it's kind of blurry and hazy. You don't know what's the next step for a situation or whatever. Mm. Sometimes you gotta just figure it out and it's okay. Mm. And if that person doesn't want to, then they just don't value it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't value you. We are queens. Okay?
Gems, yes. Amen.
We are beautiful flowers, delicate flowers.
I'm a babe. You gotta tell myself.
I said delicate flower. She says bad bitch.
Yeah, I tell myself every day in the mirror. It's just something you gotta do. Cause if you're not gonna do it, who's mm-hmm. gonna do it?
No one.
You know what I'm saying? I can't right. wake up every day expecting so and so to be like, oh man, you're so beautiful. You're so.
Right.
I can't do that.
You gotta know that.
If nobody told me I'm beautiful today, I know for sure I did. Shit.
And get outside your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know, do shit that's just gonna help you build you and who you are and your personality. Mm-hmm. And that's really it. Yes. No, I feel it. I felt it. That's great. I had a great conversation with you.
I enjoyed this time.
It's as if we don't talk every day.
Right. This is my first time seeing her face to face in person. Like, I feel. Oh my God. I'm such a dramatic ass person.
Is she about to cry?
Shut the fuck up. Stop telling you supposed to be crying, bro. That's the shit you're supposed to leave out.
I'm sorry. I didn't
mean to. I don't even be crying bad. Like this. Dude, I'm
hurt. But yeah, I had a great time talking to my best friend, like usual.
Like always.
You know, we actually go way longer than podcast time.
It'd be all day.
All day. We talk.
But it'd be random. We just be jumping off the walls.
Right. But it feels good. I encourage you guys to find a friend. If you have somebody to talk to like this, talk to them. Talk their ear off. They love to listen.
And cherish them. Yes.
And cherish them.
Oh, my gosh. It's so hard. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. I'm so glad that I found my group of people. Because it is so hard to find people that are genuine and kind.
Right.
And nice to you and love you. It's so hard.
It's not going to say it's hard.
Not it's hard, but it's just.
Well, if you have that, cherish it.
Cherish it. Because it, just. Be grateful,
y'all. We all ended together. I hope you guys are safe and enjoying your holiday season. Thanksgiving, I hope you guys ate a lot of turkey and ham and blah, blah, blah.
I really didn't eat like I felt like I could have yesterday. I'm going to tell you that food today, though.
Yeah. I already did.
I know you did.
That's a different story for a different day. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in.
Bye,
and
I'll you
talk
guys.
To you guys later. Hey lovelies, just checking back in just to tell you thank you for listening to today's podcast. Like, comment, share, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Hope to see you guys again for next week.
Bye.